It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here. Big weekend at Lift for Life at Penn State. Also a big weekend for Dwight Gault to get out there and discuss what we are starting to learn about Penn State's roster and the players who have made some pretty tremendous gains that started late last week when Penn State updated all its dimensions online. And then over the weekend, Dwight Gault got a chance to answer some questions about some of the new arrivals and some of the other players who have made some pretty big gains. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll down through what Dwight Gault had to say. We'll play the audio clips. We've done this before in the past with James Franklin, and it's pretty good insight directly from them as opposed to interpreting what we're saying about Dwight Gault. So we'll roll down through. We'll start with his thoughts on Jaquan Brisker, who arrived not too long ago at 198 pounds. Dwight Gault goes into how he's developed since he's got to Penn State.
Yeah, he came in. Brisker's a stud. Brisker came in at 198 when he got here from Lackawanna, and he weighed 213 yesterday. So he's gained 15 pounds really in 7 weeks. He's been here the whole 9 weeks, so he's done a really, really good job. And he's a big, strong, fast, athletic safety. So we're really pleased to have him. He's just to give us great depth and safety.
So Brisker is a stud, according to Dwight Gault. That was the word that stood out to me, and you know, calls him a fast, physical, athletic safety, has gained 15 pounds, and it just sounds like everything that Jaquan Brisker could control to this point in terms of how he approached the work in the weight room, how he developed physically, the way that he approached all this stuff. It sounds like it couldn't have been better. And certainly that doesn't translate directly to result on the field, but that is a huge first step for him just getting here and trying to throw his hat in the ring in that safety competition.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think that when you break down that safety battle back there, obviously Gary Taylor is going to be the returning starter at one spot, but man, I don't know who's going to be the guy at the other one. It's wide open as can be. I mean, I thought coming out of the spring that Lamont Wade had maybe a little bit of a lead over Jonathan Sutherland. But now, Dustin, it's really difficult for me to gauge, you know, which one of those guys has a lead or if either one of them does over what Brisker brings to the table. So he certainly has come in and put himself in position to play. And whichever guy wins that, you know, they just need a ball hawk back there is really what they need. And they need a guy who can make plays on the ball, get interceptions, and, you know, knock down passes. Not that they were bad at that in the past, but for this defense, it's supposed to be very good to take the next step. They're going to need someone that can do that.
I don't think it's any slight at all to Marcus Allen and to some of these other guys who played the safety spot under James Franklin since he got here, but they haven't had a ball hawk back there. And that's sort of the point with a guy like Jaquan Brisker is that he showed in the junior college ranks that he was able to make plays on the ball. And it's just something that this defense needs is to be able to take the ball away, create sudden momentum, end drives just like that, and get other offenses off the field. He does offer some hope to be able to do that. Also offer some hope as Penn State continues this Lackawanna College pipeline. This is a good indicator, one would hope, that guys from Lackawanna are going to keep showing up like Jaquan Brisker did, ready to work and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing to keep in mind is that it's going to be so much easier for guys who are further away. It's no different than high school offensive linemen. You know, just because these guys have a year of prep school doesn't necessarily mean, you know, they're going to jump right to the front of the front of the line when it comes to playing. So, yeah, you hope those guys a little bit further away in front of the ball can jump right in.
Another guy, and this was really encouraging stuff, and I'm looking forward to getting your insights on what it means exactly, but Dwight Gault on Jesse Lucchetta and the leap that he's made in a year and a half since he arrived on campus, physically, Dwight Gault seemed to be very impressed.
The ones that I work is Jesse. Jesse Lucchetta's done an unbelievable job. I mean, he's got one of the, in the 18 months or whatever he's been in, 19 months, one of the greatest improvements I've seen in an athlete. I mean, he benched 245, he did 360 Tuesday. You know, this is 19 months, so every jump 37-inch vertical. He ran like a 4.92, he ran a 4.68. I mean, the guy is really, really improved. So, Mike, he and Mike are very close. And, you know, Mike has kind of always been, you know, 1A, and Jesse's been 3C. And now it's kind of 1A, 1B. And so that's the one that I'm always stoked on, because they're training partners, and it's been really good for both of them. They're both strong, fast, and they're hardworking guys.
So he's not holding back on Jesse Lucchetta and what his potential might be. And I thought, giving those dimensions that he gave, the 37-inch vertical, the 4.68 40, the 360 bench press, comparing those to how he arrived at Penn State, which, you know, on film and everything, he looked like a big, strong, fast kid on film. And it just – it's a, I guess in one respect, it's a revelation on how far high school athletes have to go when they get to college. You know, not – it's a pretty select few who are ready when they get there. So Jesse Lucchetta, a lot of progress. My question for you, Greg, is what does that mean for Penn State? Is this a situation where if this progress translates to the field, and you saw they burn his red shirt as a on primarily special teams last year, there's some belief in Jesse Lucchetta anyway.
Right.
Is there a possibility that we're sleeping on him as maybe a midway through the season is a starting linebacker for Penn State?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that you're going to have Jan Johnson and Micah Parsons and Cam Brown. They're going to play a majority of your snaps. And I think if Jesse Lucchetta was an outside linebacker, he might get more starter-like reps. But they take that middle linebacker off the field so frequently when they go to the sub package that Brent Pry seems to dial up more and more and more year after year after year, that it's hard for me to see him moving into that starting role. But, you know, I guess you never rule things out. He certainly has made a nice leap from where he was at this time last year, and that's all you can really ask for from these guys, is continue to take the next step each year, and eventually they'll put themselves in position to be good to go. So, you know, it looks to me that Lucchetta has done everything the strength staff has asked of him, everything Brent Pry has asked for him, and it's going to pay off in a big way. It may not be in the biggest way this year, but it will be before the end of his career.
We might have to have a coffee bet over this one. I think
all right, I like
at
it.
Some point in the middle of the season, Jesse Lucchetta is going to be your starting middle linebacker. That's my prediction. And again, there's not much to lose when you're making bold predictions, because everybody's going to forget I said this.
Right.
Except for me, assuming
if you're right,
if I'm right, I'll get fuzzy if I'm wrong, but we'll see. 49 Tailgate Club, by the way, is announcing they will be in Berwick on Saturday, July 27th for a barbecue and wine event at Freeze Farm Winery to benefit Penn State's chapter of uplifting athletes. Obviously, great barbecue from those guys, great wine, also beer from the Berwick Brewery, and live music. I was there last year, and it is such a laid-back time with these guys doing all the cooking for you and everybody else preparing all the drinks for you. There's not much more you could really ask for. You can go to tailgatewine.com, and right on the front page, you'll see a button for the event that will take you to all the details. That's tailgatewine.com. A couple more Dwight Gault quotes in this segment. We've got more coming up as well, including his thoughts on the Micah Parsons-Jason Oweh competition. He brought that up with Jesse Lucchetta as well. Everybody's competing with Micah Parsons, and it looks like everybody's winning as a result. Another guy that we mentioned in the earlier segment as, you know, a key weight number, Shaka Toney, up to 243 pounds. Dwight Gault fills us in on strength and what that weight number means for him.
You see him bench today?
Yeah.
He benched 24 reps. I mean, so pleased with him. So pleased with him. I mean, Shaka's done a great job. He's got good leadership for us, and he's worked hard. He's got his weight up. Last year, there were some games he was playing in the high teens. So, you know, he's 244 right now, so we're really, really happy with where he is and where he's coming. And he's still got that 4-5 speed. So, you can't get somebody at that size. I was standing with Micah. I'm like, Micah, you're 244, he's 244. He runs a low 4-5, you run a low 4-3, but you guys are more similar than dissimilar now. And that's just kind of who he is now. So he's really done a nice job.
So, again, Micah Parsons comes up in the Shaka Toney quote here. The thought being that, you know, we recognize Micah Parsons as an elite dynamic athlete. Shaka Toney is pretty comparably built and run and has similar quickness. So Dwight Gault's point was, you know, we recognize Micah Parsons. It's time to start thinking about Shaka Toney in that same light.
Right.
And, you know, the weight number, Greg, do you have confidence that through training camp and through the early part of the season he mentions 244. I believe he's listed at 243. We'll split the difference and call him 243 and a half. Do you think that weight is going to hold up through the year? And if it does, how big of a year can he have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the biggest question with him is, will that weight stay on from August, you know, whatever, when training camp begins, until November, whatever, when the season ends? And it really hasn't been the case the last couple of years, which really has made him essentially a third down kind of guy. You know, he wasn't able to play all three downs, and that prohibited him from being a starter. Now, will that change this year? I think it's probably possible, but you know, he's never been at a weight quite this high since he got into the Penn State program, so that's a pretty big step in the right direction, I think. But yeah, when it comes down to it, you know, if he can keep that weight on, then it's going to be as impressive as anything we've seen out of him. And if not, well, then maybe it'll still be okay, but it won't be anything more than what we've seen from him already so far in his career.
And that weight number, it's not superficial either. I think one of the things that makes you want to pigeonhole him into a third down, you know, pin your ears back type pass rusher is that you just didn't really have belief that physically he could hold up on downs one and two and still be the same type of player. If he still has that 4-5 speed, as Dwight Gault said, and he maintains that 240 plus, he might still be a little on the light or small side, but he is so fast that if physically he has enough strength to do that part of battle, you know, he could have a big year. I don't think that potential has ever been written off for Shaka Toney, but last year, I'm sure as discouraged as fans were of his consistency, he was probably just as discouraged and out to make a point this year. And I think it needs to be said that opposite of Yetur Gross-Matos, if Shaka Toney is everything that we believe that he can be in terms of wreaking havoc as a pass rusher, if he's a little bit more complete player, if he's a heavier player, it could mean an awful lot for Penn State's defense.
Yeah, I think ultimately if you can get him to be an almost entirely three-down guy, and maybe there's some situations where you don't use him depending on the time and the game, and you bring in somebody maybe a little bit meatier and, you know, put him out there at defensive end for a play or two. But other than that, I think you get him on the field as often as you can as long as that weight holds up.
Very encouraging from Dwight Gault in that respect. We got some more Dwight Gault encouragement on Sean Clifford, Micah Parsons, Rashid Walker, Cam Brown, and some others. Stick around.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.